We are joined here in the studio by a couple of special guests to get the word out about Tar Heel Tesla. And this is a raffle that has been ongoing and will be ongoing for a little while longer. Your chance to buy a raffle ticket, win an awesome car, a Tesla, and raise money for organizations including Carolina for the Kids on campus. We are joined by two special guests, Stephen Coop Cooper of the 7773 Foundation. Good to have you in the studio.
Good to be here.
And from UNC and from Carolina for the Kids, Event Donations Chair Maya Quinn. Maya, thanks for being here in the studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Stephen Coop, let me begin with you. Tell us about the 7773 Foundation. What is it? What do you do?
The 7773 is the crossroads of where my home is, I-77, 73.
Yep.
And 2014, I was invited to be on a Race Across the USA team, and we were looking for ways how to raise funds. And because I do contract work at SpaceX and Tesla, it came to me that we should raffle off a Tesla. And that's kind of how it steamrolled. But the 7773, what we do is we work with different organizations on helping youth and leading them into the right direction and for the better good.
And you've raffled off Teslas before,
this is
then?
This is the first one.
Okay.
Now, what I say, and we haven't let into this yet.
Right.
But I mentioned to you about the Race Across the USA. Mm-hmm. What does that entail? That entails starting at Huntington Beach and 6 out of 7 days a week running 26.5 miles every day until you get to the White House.
Oh, nice.
Consists of about 4 months.
Yeah, God.
Well, the team went on and
I had this image in my head that you were driving across the country and raising cars across the highway. This is serious now.
This is Forrest Gump.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Real
life Forrest Gump. And we also added a twist to it, and I told the race director, if I'm going to do this, we're going to dribble a basketball. And, of course, he looked at me like I had three heads. Okay, if you want to try that, go ahead. I doubt if you'll make it, but we did. And
that's awesome.
Trying to figure out where to go to next.
That's awesome. So that's how it began. And now here we are this year, and we're raffling off a Tesla to raise funds for Carolina for the Kids. Coop,
you're
back.
Carolina for the Kids and the 100 Mile Club, which is out of Norco, California. Founder Kara Lubin. And also Trips for Kids out of Charlotte, which is taking out the kids on the weekend for bike events and whatnot. But back to the Tesla and why we're raising the funds.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people what's more difficult, dribbling a basketball across the United States or installing a nationwide raffle. And it is installing a nationwide raffle.
Oh, yeah.
And then once we got into it, we ended up hiring the nonprofit lawyers and whatnot. And she mm-hmm. says, because you're a young organization, to firmly back you, it needs to be a North Carolina raffle only.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a North Carolina, makes it even cooler because it is the Tar Heel Tesla. And somebody in the state of North Carolina, no matter what ACC team they're pulling for, they're going to get the
Tar Heel
Tesla.
There's some Virginia Tech fans here in North Carolina.
There may be some
Hokies
around.
They're hiding out a little bit. We'll have Deb Stroman on in an hour. So you're hearing from Stephen Coop Cooper, 7773 Foundation. This raffle, which we'll get to the details in a minute, is to raise funds for three, right, different foundations. You got Trips for Kids out of Charlotte, the 100 Mile Club, and Carolina for the Kids, for which we turn to Maya Quinn. So for the 10 people in town who still don't know, Carolina for the Kids, formerly Dance Marathon, very much the same mission. Tell us about it.
So we are the largest student-run nonprofit in the state of North Carolina. It's all completely students. We do it for free. We do not get paid to do any of this. It's like a 40-hour-a-week job. We raise money for the patients and families of UNC Children's Hospital. So we cover things that insurance won't necessarily cover, like gas cards. We pay bills. We feed every Tuesday. We have Parents Night Out where we feed kids in the hospital. And when I was reached out to about partnering with 7773, I was like, what is this? I had seen this Facebook car, and I was like, that's cool. I wish I had a Tesla. Okay. And moved on. And then they reached out, and they were like, we really want to partner with you. And so I went, and I met with Steve.
Mark.
Mark. I met with Mark, Steve, and I haven't met with Charlie yet, but I need to. But basically, they were like, yeah, we want you on this car. We're going to put you on this car, and you'll get some of the proceeds, and we just want you to be involved. And I couldn't believe that there was a Tesla that was just going to be given away.
So, Steve, how did you pick the three recipients, the charities?
Well, they come... it's a long story. Okay, number one, I never dreamed that I would ever run a marathon, okay? And I woke up one day, and I looked in the mirror, and I didn't like what I saw, and I started power walking. Next thing I know, I'm running the Los Angeles Marathon because I'm a Dodger fan, and I see in the parking lot out here, there's a Dodger fan out here also, so which is cool in Carolina. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
But so I ran that marathon, and after
congratulations on the pennant, by the way. I'm a Tigers fan. I know how important the pennant is.
Yeah, thank you. So the next challenge was... I found my next challenge. It was 56 miles. That was over in Johannesburg, South Africa. And then the following year was the 100 mile. And when I ran that 100 mile event, I got to know the founder, Kara Lubin. And once I knew her, I was in.
Yep.
And seeing what they do and how they work and being able to work right alongside them.
We're talking about the 100 mile.
We're talking
here.
About the 100 mile.
So what is it that they do?
Kara Lubin is she's a special education teacher, and in 92 they had the Olympics, right? And she saw how all of the awards were given out and whatnot, and she took that concept, the Olympic style concept, into the classroom. She wanted to get her kids more focused on their schoolwork. She wanted to keep them active, so they run, walk, or jog 100 miles in a calendar school year, and every 25 miles they get a little award to go. But at the end of the school year, when they complete the 100 miles, there's an award ceremony and they're all given an Olympic award medal.
Nice.
And so that's what they're about.
Awesome. So that's the 100 Mile Club. How about Trips for Kids?
Trips for Kids. They're an organization that help the underprivileged as far as being able to. Not only get a bike, but teach them how to earn the bike. So, and we also take them out on the weekends for trips out in the country, in the woods, riding bikes and along and whatnot. But the main thing is teaching them how to earn the bike versus just handing it over to them.
Awesome. And we've already heard about the Dance Marathon in Carolina for the Kids. Maya, how big of an organization is FDK? How much do you raise every year?
So this year we stand at about 500 members, and we've raised in total over $5.8 million.
Wow.
So this year we'd love to add to that. I think we're going to have our 20th Dance Marathon this year. We've been around 20 years, so it's a big year for us. It's going to be March 23rd and 24th, and hopefully we will be able to have some of that Tesla money in our total.
Cool. Yeah. So we're speaking with Maya Quinn, Steve Cooper. This conversation, by the way, sponsored by the 7773 Foundation, which Steve's here on behalf of. We've got all of the details about all of these great organizations that are benefiting from this Tar Heel Tesla raffle. So let's talk about the raffle. We've got a Tesla to give away. And raffle tickets available for sale, right?
Yeah, and you know, at this kind of automobile, I'll just tell you, the sticker price on that one when we purchased it was $143.2.
Nice.
Okay, so if you're going to raffle off a vehicle, let's make sure it's got all the bells and whistles, especially if it's going to have the Tar Heel logo on it. At that stature, most of the raffles that you see are $100 bill to get an entry ticket. Well, we wanted to make it a little more friendly.
Accessible, yeah.
Accessible,
yeah.
Yes. So, and as you well know already, that I am a numbers guy. And the name of the organization is 7773. And those numbers, that's where we came up with. And that's how we also came up with the total that we'd like to sell. 7,773.
Awesome.
But yeah, you can. They're on sale.
They're on sale. Yeah, we're working on. We'll have an event. We'll have a table set up. Caroline for the Kids will at. It's gonna be at the Maple View is holding a local shop. Local event on November 25th, and we'll have raffle tickets set up there, so you can go purchase one there, or you can go online.
And that's Thanksgiving Saturday, right?
Yes.
Small business shop local Saturday,
yep.
Right?
We never stop working.
Yep. Awesome. So that's a place you can get more information online at 7773foundation.org, right? /raffle if you want to go straight to the page, but 7773foundation.org if you want more information about how to buy tickets or get involved online. Easy website to go to. Steve, what else do people need to know about the foundation, about the raffle, what they can do, where they can go, how they can help out?
Well, the first is, we'll go on with the Tesla a moment. It is a one of a kind.
Yeah.
It is unique.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's sitting outside. I'm not going to get it. Like, there's going to be pictures of it outside. There's pictures on the website and everything. This is a really cool car.
We had the Abiel Coachcraft, the official Tesla people that does all the bodywork and the customization. Mm-hmm. They done and donated the nose cone. It's painted Tar Heel blue,
nice.
And the brake calipers, and the rear spoiler. And we went with the white because just for in case there happens to be a state fan or those other ACC teams.
Those other teams, yeah.
Yes, if they win it, we can modify it pretty quickly for them, if that be the case.
Perhaps reluctantly.
And if... by chance, the Tar Heel fan wins it, we might also be able to put...
deck it all blue?
We might be able to do some other decking with this nice. National championship.
Oh, goodness. I want this car so badly.
I know,
you just
right?
don't know.
How you can get involved, we are... basically, you just email the website. If you email, it'll come directly to us, and you can find out what we're doing, where we're going. But... randomly, we don't make any announcements, but if you see us out, pull us over. And if we have the time, we'll put you in the driver's seat, and we'll give you random test drives.
Chief Blue, if you're listening, they just gave you permission. Go for it.
So the vehicle was actually the support vehicle for me when on the dribble across the USA.
Oh, nice.
So it brought me my water and my food.
Oh, awesome.
And like I said, we didn't announce things, but... who we met throughout the day, because we're going 3-4 mile an hour. Whoever we met got random test drives.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, 7773foundation.org. That's the numbers there, 7773foundation.org. Go there, get more information. You can buy tickets online. Head to Mapleview on Saturday the 25th. That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Small Business Saturday, Shop a Local Saturday, and Carolina for the Kids will be there selling tickets. And if y'all are out and about in the next 15 minutes, head to University Place, because the car is here. They're going to be taking pictures of it outside. So if you want to check it out, you can do that here at University Place in the next 15 minutes. We've got to let you go, but thank you so much, Steve Cooper, Maya Quinn. Best of luck for the rest of the raffle. How long do people have to get tickets, by the way? When does the drawing happen? When does the raffle
the target
wrap up?
Date is January the 9th.
Okay.
And we have a minimum requirement to reach, and we're about halfway there.
Awesome.
If we don't reach that, then we'll have to make the adjustment, and we'll go from there.
Great Christmas present, though, so you guys buy them up.
That's really good.
It would be a great
$77.73
Christmas gift.
Get you that raffle ticket. Steve, Maya, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.